Mary Sharkawi is a candidate for the mayor's chair in High Prairie. He joins us on the line today. Barry, thank you very much for joining us. The simple question I start off with is, why is Barry Sharkawi running for mayor in High Prairie?
That's a good question, and thank you for asking me this, and I thank you for doing this interview. Much appreciate that. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I'm doing this, because Barry Sharkawi has been living in High Prairie for 51 years, and I learned so much from High Prairie. It's like university. I know what exactly High Prairie wanted. We need a lot of stuff. High Prairie is going down, deep down, and if nobody comes up to save High Prairie, we're having lots of problems, lots of issues. We have brand new hospital in High Prairie, cost $222 million, and we can't even have babies in the hospital, can't even have a scope in the hospital. Remind you, we do have good staff in the High Prairie Hospital. We do have good technicians, we have good nurses, we have good doctors, but our hospital needs the tools to work with. Our staff in our hospital, they need more people to come and give them the hand so there will be success and to do the right thing. If a businessman want to come to High Prairie and all of a sudden he'll see the taxes is high, the crime is high in High Prairie, will you come and do business in High Prairie? No. I put my name because I want to do some cleanup. Taxes have to stay the way it is. We have to introduce to bring it down. And how are we going to bring it down? More people to come in, build more houses, more industry to come to High Prairie, more stores to come to High Prairie. So this way they carry on the taxes so the resident taxes will start to go down. We have buildings and lots unused in High Prairie. Those folks who buy land and keep it for 2, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, expect to make more money into it, well, that has to stop. We got to fix that. And we don't have anything, you know, there is a problem in our area. You know, we need the mental thing. We need something to do with youth and young people to help with mental facilities to have it in here. We need, you know, to educate our young people, you know, to make them to love this town. So when they are graduated in High Prairie, when they move somewhere else, they will come back to High Prairie because there is jobs for them. Most of our young kids, when they graduated, they leave. They don't come back. Some of them, they come back. Some of them, they come back, but then other ones, they don't come back. I'll give you an example. My kids, I'm a father of 7 kids and 7 grandkids. With my first 4 kids, they're doing fine. They are done with their life. You know, they are doing very well. The other 3 kids, I have two kids in the university. My daughter, she's taking science, and she's in her 3rd year. My son, he's in his 4th year. He's taking police and investigation on law. He would have loved to be with the RCMB, but if he does that with the RCMB, he can't come back to High Prairie. They'll put him somewhere else because he want to come back to High Prairie. He decides to go with Lakeshore. So he'll be finished this year, and after that, he'll have his application given to Lakeshore. My another son, he's 12 years old. He'll be graduated this year, and he want to go for law. So he's going to go to Edmonton. We want to bring him back. All of them, I want to bring them back. So is the other families. They love to see their kids around here. We are missing so much. I want to bring the pride of High Prairie. High Prairie has such a pride into it. We have such a good families, good people in this town. They've done an excellent to raise this town. In our old hospital, we had everything you wanted. You know, between Dr. Lachlan, Dr. Howard, Dr. Edward, all those doctors, they did an excellent, Dr. Lewis, they did an excellent job in High Prairie. You could do have operation, delivery, name it, we have. We have all kinds of stores in High Prairie. Now look at us in High Prairie. We don't have anything. Come and see our downtown, how it looks like. You know, there is a field store. It's going to open downtown. I went and visited them. They are renovating in there. It's in the old Hilton Bay building. So, you know, the field is open downtown. We have to fix that downtown. We got to make it look good, you know, to attract the people in. We need things to attract the people. The seniors, you believe the seniors, they don't have a registry for them in here. There is a registry office in High Prairie, but there's steps. There is no access to a wheelchair. So our senior, they travel to Flair to get to do their certification, the cards, and you know, whatever they need from registry office. I went and I talked to the gentleman. He's a really nice guy, but he said, Barry, it's going to cost me $50,000. So I said, you know what? Let's work on it. Let's work on it. Let's see if we could get you something from the government. And I told the helmet, I said, doesn't matter. If I win or lose, I'm going to help you to get that done. You know, that's what it is. You know, I've been, you know, right now I am North LA College. I was the chair for North LA College for 3 years. And the premier, she just gave me renewed another 3 years. So that means I've been doing an excellent job with North LA College for them to give me another 3 years. I'm involved in quite a few organizations helping. You know, I was awarded the Queen Medal. I was awarded the Citizen of the Year of High Prairie. You know, I've done so much for my town. I love this town. High Prairie is a good town. High Prairie have a beautiful citizen in it. And I want to make sure, and High Prairie give me a lot in my business. I own a business in High Prairie. And High Prairie gives me a lot. So I want to give back to High Prairie. I want to give them back. And that's my reason.
Mm-hmm. Barry, how much are you anticipating a good voter turnout on Monday for the election?
That's a good question. The last time when I ran, it was close to 700 or something. I got about 315, I believe. And my component had 397, something like that. I can't really remember. But it was around 50 votes between me and him.
Final thoughts of Barry Sharkawy running for mayor in High Prairie.
Well, I love this town so much. Lots of people know I breathe High Prairie. I support High Prairie all the time. It doesn't matter if I'm in the office or not. And I do have that connection with the government. That connection with the government will help to bring and work with the government to bring some stuff to our community. And that's the way I see it. And I'm hoping for the best for this, for the town of High Prairie and the surrounding area. Don't forget the surrounding area. You know, the major settlement and the reserves, they're part of us. They're part of High Prairie. They love to come shop in High Prairie. They love to come to High Prairie, you know, because they have families in High Prairie. And, you know, wonderful people to have them in our community, you know, and to work with, you know, the indigenous people. It's great, you know, to do business in High Prairie. I want to open the town for business. Come on, do business with us. We are open. I want to make sure there's houses. We don't have houses in High Prairie. When we have professionals coming, they look all over to find a house for the professionals. You know, the professionals' wife, they don't even stay in here because we don't have Walmart, we don't have Canadian Tire, we don't have nothing in High Prairie. So they figure, why we want to stay in here? So the doctors, in the weekend, some of them, they go home to visit their family. So if you're a patient, that means another doctor is going to see you, and your doctor is gone for the weekend. So we got to fix that. So everybody will have their family around with them. And we'll be proud and bring the pride of High Prairie back again. I'd like to see a High Prairie pride. I'd like to see a huge Christmas tree in the wintertime with ice around it, people skate, and it's like a dream. High Prairie is a good town. When you live in a town for 51 years, you know what your town wants.
Barry Shakawi is running for mayor in High Prairie. Sir, I appreciate this. Thank you very much.
No, thank you for doing this interview.